的灵恩会。
Actually, it's really a wonderful time during a time we can see that many of members bring friends to come here also to listen to the word of God.
在这个灵恩会期间，我们看到很多信徒都很积极来参加，而且他们也带亲朋戚友来参加。
Actually, this spiritual convocation is very different from all the other ones.
其实这一次的灵恩会跟过往的有所区别。
Pastor Liang was sharing with me that this spiritual convocation truly we can feel that the Spirit of God is with us.
因为这次是灵恩会当中，我们真正的感觉到神的灵与我们同在。
Why? Because we can see the heart of brother and sister are very fervent to serve God.
因为我们可以看到每一个弟兄姐妹的心，他们都是很热心的来侍奉神。
So we praise and thank God for this wonderful experience during the spiritual convocation.
所以我们很感谢神，让我们有那么成功的一次灵恩会。
So this tonight, I would like to share with you dividing the sheep from the goats.
所以今天晚上我要分享的题目是将绵羊跟山羊分开。
We know when the Lord Jesus Christ ascended to heaven, He tell us this great commission.
我们知道在主耶稣升天之前，他告诉了我们一个重要的任务。
The great commission is to preach this gospel into the everlasting.
就是要我们要传扬他的福音直到最后一天。
Actually, this gospel been bestowed upon all of us who belong to True Jesus Church.
那我们知道这个福音对我们来说很重要。
And our duty to preach this gospel.
那对我们来说，我们的责任就是要宣扬这个福音。
Actually, nowadays there's a great phenomenon going on in the mainstream denomination.
我们可以看到现在在一些支派当中有一个很普遍的现象。
Actually, nowadays many different denominations they try to do fundraising to make a lot of money, to get a lot of money so they can gather all the Jews from all over the place to go back to Israel.
我们可以看到在很多的支派当中，他们都会兴起了一个捐募的运动，他们希望可以捐募很多的钱，希望让犹太人可以回到他们的原住地。
And the reason they do this is because they said if all the Jews go back to Israel, then the second coming of Christ will be here.
因为他们的原因就是说，要是犹太人可以回到耶路撒冷的话，那末日就会再来。
But for us, we think differently.
但是对我们来说，我们却不认为是如此。
We know the second coming of Christ is after we preach our gospel throughout the whole world.
对我们来说，主耶稣的再临是在当我们把福音传遍全世界的时候。
So for us, we have this great task in front of us.
所以我们有巨大的任务在我们的面前。
So why is it so important for us to preach this gospel?
那为什么对我们来说要传福音有那么的重要呢？
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 25.
请翻到马太福音的二十五章。
The book of Matthew chapter 25, verse 31 and 32.
二十五章三十一到三十二节。
Verse 31.
三十一节。
When the Son of Man comes in His glory, and all the holy angels with Him, then He will sit on the throne of His glory. Verse 32.
三十二。
All the nations will be gathered before Him, and He will separate them.From one another, as the shepherd divides his sheep from the goats, verse 33. And he will set the sheep on the right hand side, but the goats on the left. So we know in chapter 25 of Matthew, talk about the three things we should do at the end times.
我们知道在马太福音二十五章讲述了有三样我们需要做的事情。
We know from verse 1 to verse 13, talk about the 10 virgins.
我们知道在第一到十三节讲到了十童女的比喻。
And Jesus described to us five were wise and five were foolish.
在这边在这个比喻当中，主耶稣讲到了五个愚拙跟五个聪明的童女。
The one were foolish on the end when Jesus come to take his bride, they were not ready.
当那五个愚拙的，当主耶稣来的时候，他们还没有准备好。
Because during the time they did not take enough oil in their jar.
因为那时候他们没有有足够的油在他们的瓶子里。
So we know that on the end times for us, really we need to be filled with the Spirit of God.
所以我们知道在末日的时候，我们更应该神的灵与我们同在。
But from verse 14 to verse 30, talking about the parable of the talents.
那在十四节到三十节的地方讲到了才干的比喻。
Actually, the parable of talents is to tell us that on the end days, we need to use the gift that God has given us to do good works.
那这个比喻是告诉我们说，我们要用神赐给我们的才干来做神要我们做的事情。
And we know the third table is talking about the Son of Man will judge the whole nation when he divides the sheep from the goats.
那第三个比喻就是告诉我们，人子在末日的时候会审判人类，他会把绵羊跟山羊分开。
Because on these end times, when Jesus sit on the glory of the throne.
因为在末日的时候，当人子坐在他的荣耀的宝座上。
And verse 32 says he will gather all the nation during that time before him, and then he will separate them from the sheep and the goat.
他会把万民集中在他的面前，把山羊跟绵羊分开。
The sheep will go on to the right hand side, and the goats will go to the left hand side.
绵羊会安置在右边，而山羊就会在左边。
Actually, when I was in Kenya, I saw a lot of sheep and I saw a lot of goats.
当我在肯亚的时候，我见到了很多山羊跟绵羊。
But from a distance, it's very hard to tell what is goats and what is sheep.
然而在远处看见的时候，很难分辨它们的区别。
We know sheep make a certain noises, and goats also make a certain noise.
我们知道绵羊跟山羊都会发出不同的声音。
And I say goats also have the little horns, right? But the sheep does not have any horns.
那我们知道山羊也有角，那绵羊好像没有角。
But from a distance, it's very hard to tell.
然而从远处很难分辨。
That's why during the time the Lord Jesus had to separate the sheep from the goat.
因而主耶稣要为我们把绵羊跟山羊分开。
Actually, nowadays for us, even though all of us are baptized into Christ,
像今天我们虽然都是在主内受洗，
we know that not all of us can be saved.
然而我们知道不是我们全部都可以得救。
Because very few will enter the kingdom of heaven.
因为只有很少的才可以进入神的国。
Very few will enter the narrow gate.
很少人可以进入那个窄门。
But how can we assure our salvation?
那我们怎么可以确认我们的得救呢？
Actually, if we fill with the Holy Spirit,
那我们要有圣灵的充满。
If we do our best to serve our Lord with the gifts that He has given us,
我们要尽我们的力量来服侍神。
And the third parable is to love other human beings, also to love our brothers and sisters.
那第三个就是要爱我们身边的人，爱我们的弟兄姐妹。
Because without these three things, truly, we cannot be assured that we enter the kingdom of heaven.
因为没有这三样的话，我们没可能保证我们可以进入神的国。
But on the end days, God will separate the sheep and the goats.
在末日的时候，神会把绵羊、山羊分开。
And we all hope that none of us belong to the group of the goats, but rather the sheep.
我们都不希望我们是属于山羊那边，而希望我们都是可以属于神绵羊那边。
That's why in verse 34, the parable said.
那在三十四节的地方说。
Then the king will say to those on his right hand, "Come, you blessed of my father, and inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world." Can you read that?
三十四节。于是王要向那右边的说，你们这蒙我父赐福的，可来承受那创世以来为你们所预备的国。
So we know in verse 34 that the king said to the sheep, Blessed, right? Blessed of my father who inherit the kingdom who prepare from the foundation of the world.
在三十四节说，你们这蒙我父赐福的，可承受那创世以来为你们预备的国。
Actually, this is all the hope that we have in our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们所有的希望都是从神 主耶稣神而来的。
The hope is that one day all of us, a brother and sister, will enter the kingdom of God.
而我们的希望就是末日的时候，我们所有的弟兄姐妹都可以进入神的国。
But in verse 35 it says.
然而在三十五节的地方说。
For I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was a stranger and you took me in. Verse 36.
三十六节。
I was naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison, you came to me. Verse 37.
三十七。
Then the righteous will answer him, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? Verse 38.
三十八节。
When did we see you a stranger and take you in, or naked and clothe you? Verse 39.
三十九。
Or when did we see you sick or in prison or come to you? Verse 40.
四十。
And the king will answer and say to them, Assuredly I say to you, inasmuch as you did unto one of these least of these my brethren, you did it to me. So we say during this time, when the Lord say to them, when the Lord say to them, blessed are you, and then the people do not understand why, that they said, when you were hungry, how do we know, when did we feed you during that time?
那当时主耶稣跟他们说的话，他们不能理解，为什么说我饿的时候你就让我吃呢？
When we are thirsty, when did we give you water?
当你渴的时候，我什么时候给你水喝
的？ When you are a stranger, how did we take you in?
当你做客旅的时候，我们什么
？When you were naked, how did we clothe you?
当你赤身裸体的时候，我们什么时候给你穿
？When we sick, how did we visit you?
当你病的时候，我们怎么看顾你
？How when you're in prison, how did we go to you?
在你在监狱的时候，我们怎么来看你
？But the Lord said, if any one of us do to the least of his brethren, and then we will do to him.
然而神告诉他们说，要是你们在这些事上对我弟兄中一个最小的身上做，就是对我而做。
We know our Lord Jesus Christ loves all of us.
我们知道神爱我们全部的人。
And it's the Bible said, if you entertain a stranger, sometime without knowing it, you entertain an angel.
在经上也有说，要是我们招待一个陌生人的时候，我们就是招待一个天使。
Because during this time, the Lord said, I was hungry and you gave me food.
因为神说我饿的时候你给我们吃。
You can see nowadays, really, when I was in Africa and Kenya area, many people really they are very hungry.
当我在非洲肯亚的时候，很多人都很饥饿。
Because during the time they have no food to drink, no food to eat at all.
他们没有食物。
So, but in the beginning, I think during the early 80s, during the pioneers' time, many of our church, missionary goes there and they try to even build farms and stuff like that, so there's food to feed our members over there.
所以在80年代初的时候，教会很多教会都有人在那边新建一些牧场，让他们有食物可以吃。
In the early years, many of the missionaries would go there with pocket full of money and distribute it to all our members.
那时候很多传道者甚至口袋都装满钱，
But they realized during this time, you can see, even though they give them money, even though they give them a farm, but all of them, they cannot, you know, they still do not have enough food to eat.
然而他们虽然得到了牧场跟钱很多，但是很多时候他们都没有足够的食物。
But now it's very different.
但现在就很不一样。
So when we go there, the only thing that we bring with us is the word of God.
但是现在我们带去的只是神的话。
Why? Because we know if we give them the word of God and they rely on God, and God can continually bless them forever.
因为我们理解到，要是我们让他们理解到神的话，那神就会祝福他们。
For example, there's a sister live in Nairobi.
那举个例子，有个姐妹住在 Nairobi。
Actually, before she really make a lot of money compared to all the other members, she make about $500 per month.
那相对于其他的信徒来说，她当时赚很多的钱，一个月有500块。
But this sister, she have so much love for all the visitors.
然后她是对很多的访客都很有爱心。
Every time the missionary go to Nairobi, right, in the to start the trip, she would take them in.
当很多传道者来到罗比的时候，他都会招待他们。
Even though she doesn't have any money, but she go out and buy all the best food for the missionary.
虽然他自己钱也不多，但是他会出去买最好的食物给他招呼他们。
But because of this love and because of this faith she have toward the Lord Jesus Christ, nowadays she make about $10,000 a month.
那因为他对神的爱，他现在每个月可以赚到10,000块。
Actually, $10,000 a month is a lot of money in Kenya.
在肯雅来说，一万块是很多的，是很大的一个数目。
There also is another sister. She lives in a really remote area in Kenya.
那另外还有一个姐妹住在肯雅一个很偏僻的地方。
Of course, every time the missionary goes there, a lot of them they give them money here and there. But the thing is, it would never can make them be able to buy food for a whole year.
那虽然很多传道者都会带钱去送给他们，但是没有足够的钱让他们可以买整年的食物。
But because this sister, she have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, so she go out and she make this fried dough that she sell on the street.
那虽然她，但是因为这个姐妹对神有信心。
Actually, that fried dough is less than 1 cent for each one of them.
那她是做了一些炸的东西去，虽然很便宜。
And she cannot believe it.God brings so many people to her, the vendor that she had, this little place she had, and come and buy that little dough.
那虽然那个东西很便宜，但是很奇怪的就是很多人都喜欢来买她的东西。
So she realized every day God bless her $1, $2, so she have enough to live and feed her family.
那每一天神都会祝福她一块两块的，她就有足够的钱来支持她的家庭。
So you can see, even though they're very hungry, but the thing to fulfill them,If we give them the true salvation of God.
那即使他们肉体上有时候很饥饿，但是神的话可以让他们得到满足。
Just like nowadays in the United States.
就像今天在美国。
Really, United States one of the richest country in the world.
美国是其中一个最富有的国家之一。
And not too many people are hungry on the street.
没有很多人因为饥饿而露宿街头。
So all of us, we know that right now in our church, we have Dallas Church in Sacramento, we do the homeless ministry.
我们知道在达拉斯教会跟撒迦缅道的祈祷所都会在向那些无家可归的人派发食物。
But if you look at all the people who we feed during the homeless, it's not because they are poor, they are out on the street.
那当我们观察这些无家可归的人，他们不是因为没有家而要住在路上。
So we can see the reason they're on the streets, some of the reason because they have mental illness.
那他们居住在街道上，很多时候是因为他们精神上有问题。
And some of them because they are addicted to alcohol and drugs.
有一些就是因为他们吸毒或者酗酒。
And some of them are criminals.
有一些是犯罪者。
So if the homeless people have these three kind of problems that inside them, how can the food will help them?
但是要是他们有这些问题的话，那些食物是不足够来满足他们。
Actually, we know in the book of Amos already tell us on the end days, God already predicted will be a great famine.
那在阿摩斯书里面有说，在末日的时候会有荒灾。
We know this great famine is not of food and water, but rather hearing the word of God.
那这个荒灾不是说没有食物、没有水，而是缺少神的话。
That's why for us as a true church of God, we need to know our commission.
因此作为神的儿女，我们应该知道我们的责任。
Of course, there's nothing wrong to go out and feed the homeless.
那当然出去去为让这些无家可归的人得到食物不是错。
There's nothing wrong to go out and help those who are poor.
让这些穷人得到食物不是坏事。
But we have greater commission than that.
但是我们有更大的任务。
Because really the Catholic Church, God already set them up to go out and do charity work.
因为我们可以看到在别的支派好像天主教他们做很多的慈善的活动。
God used many other denominations to do all this wonderful work.
神利用这些的支派做很多的慈善活动。
But what he gave us is the true salvation of God.
然而神给我们的是真正得救的福音。
So for us, we need to focus on this point.
因此我们一定要注重在这方面。
Even we can go out and do all this great charity work, we can now be the Catholic Church.
即使我们很努力的在往外做慈善的活动，但是我们没法跟天主教来比。
You can go anywhere in the whole world, the Catholic Church is there to help people.
因为我们可以注意到天主教在全世界都在帮慈善的活动。
And this is a wonderful thing.
这是很好的事情。
So God gave them this task to go out and help the people when it comes to charity.
神让他们有这个机会做这种事情。
But for us, God gave us a task to go out and preach the true salvation of God.
神给我们另外一个机会，就是让我们传扬他的福音。
Actually, nowadays the reason people are hungry not because they don't have food, but rather they don't have the word of God inside of them.
在今日，很多人饥饿不是因为他们没有食物，而是因为他们没有神的话在他们心里面。
That's why you can see many of our brothers and sisters in Kenya because they are so poor, but almost every single one of them are very joyful inside their heart.
所以我们可以看到在肯雅的弟兄姐妹们虽然他们很穷很贫穷但是他们很喜乐
Because we give them our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为我们给他们的是主耶稣
Because Jesus Christ he proclaimed he is the bread of life.
因为主耶稣称他就是我们生命的粮
So we want to feed people the best thing to feed them with is with God himself.
因此我们要让那些人得到满足最好就是用神
That's why nowadays when we say we go out and feed the poor the thing that we need to give themIs the word of God.
因此，当我们要往外希望可以让很多人吃饱的话，是要用神的话。
Because even though many people in the world they are rich when it comes to material things, but many of them are poor in the spiritual things.
因为今天虽然很多人可能在物质上很丰富，但是他们心灵上却很贫穷。
And only the word of God truly can fulfill their heart.
只有神的话可以满足他们的心。
So for us, we need to go out there and preach the gospel.
因此，我们一定要往外传福音。
We need to feed those who are poor in spirit, so we can give them the word of God.
我们一定要向那些在心里面饥渴的人传福音。
Really, I was thinking about this when I was in Kenya.
当我在肯雅的时候，我一直在想这方面。
Because our brothers and sisters they are so poor, than you know, in Kenya, you feel very sorrowful inside your heart.
因为当看到在肯雅的弟兄姐妹那么贫穷，我实在感到有点悲哀，为他们。
Pastor Cole was telling me every time he goes back to Kenya every year, a lot of time our brother and sister already die, right? They don't see them again.
柯传道告诉我，每一年当他回到肯雅的时候，他发现很多弟兄姐妹都已经离世了。
But even though we know they die, they have the hope for eternal life.
但是即使他们过世了，他们有永生的盼望。
But nowadays, for example, if our brothers and sisters in Kenya they are sick,
但是今天要是肯雅弟兄姐妹他们有疾病的话
And they're about to die.
他们快要过世
Then God resurrect them from the dead.
神 把他们从死里面复活
But, And then they continue to commit sin against God.
但是他们要是继续犯罪的话
Even though you are resurrected from the dead, you become worthless. Because why? Because if you sin against God, there's no hope for eternal life.
那即使神让他们从死里复活他们继续犯罪那也得不到永生的盼望
That's why when those people are hungry we need to feed them with the word of God
因此当他们饥饿的时候我们要用神的话来满足
Also in verse 35 say, I was thirsty and you gave me drink
因此在35节说我饿了你要给我们我吃
You can see nowadays in the United States nobody really died from thirst
在美国今天很少人会因为渴而死亡的
Nowadays in America you use so much water to wash your car to water your plant everything right so there's no lack of water at all
今天我们都不会缺水我们用水来洗车来洗房子
but we know in the spirit they're thirst for the word of God
然而在灵里面他们却是渴的
in the spirit they're thirst for the spirit of God
那他们 是因为缺少神的灵而渴。
Listen to the book of John chapter 7.
那请看约翰福音的第七章。
Book of John chapter 7.
约翰福音第七章。
Chapter 7 verse 37.
37节。
On the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying,If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink, verse 38. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water, verse 39. But this he spoke concerning the Spirit, whom those believing in him would receive, for the Holy Spirit was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. So we know that during this time of Lord Jesus Christ, if anyone thirsts, let him come to me.
所以那时候主耶稣说要是人若渴了可以来我这里喝
Because you say out of his heart will flow a living water
因为从他腹中会流出活水的江河来
And we know this living water Lord Jesus Christ talking about the Holy Spirit
我们知道这活水的江河主耶稣是在讲圣灵
Really only in our church we have the true spirit of God
我们知道只有在我们教会里面才有真正的圣灵
So if those people who are thirsty, if you don't give them the Spirit of God, then they will continue to be thirsty.
对那些口渴的人来说，要是我们不能用神的灵来满足他们，他们会继续口渴。
In Kenya, 90% of the people there, they proclaim they are Christian.
在肯雅，有九成的人都说他们是基督徒。
Just like nowadays, many people in America, they also proclaim they are Christian.
就像今天在美国，很多人都自称为基督徒。
But many of them have different kind of spirit inside of them, not the Holy Spirit.
然而在他们的心里面却有着很不一样的灵。
But for some reason in the United States, it's very hard to tell what spirit they have. But in Kenya, it's very easy.
在美国可能很难分辨出他们心里面到处有什么灵，但是在肯雅却比较容易分辨。
Because the evil spirit in Kenya, they're really vicious. They, you know, the people who possess by evil spirit there, they yell and scream and they go on the ground, you know, rolling around.
因为在那边要是人犯了邪灵的话，他们会有很大的动作，也会在地上滚，有时候。
So that's why many people, they need the spirit of God.
因此很多人都需要神的灵
And only the true church we truly have the spirit of God
只有真耶稣教会有真正神的灵
So that's why it's so important for us to preach this gospel
因此对我们来说传扬神的福音是非常重要
I was just thinking about really our church the most precious thing we have is the word of God and the spirit of God
在我们教会最宝贵的就是神的话跟神的灵
But at the same time really a lot of our church if you're always afraidTo pray in the spirit.
然而很多人却不敢用灵言来祷告。
Actually, until this day, I really don't know why.
其实很多时候我都不是很理解。
Why we are so afraid to kneel down and pray in the spirit?
为什么我们要那么忧虑要跪下来用灵言祷告呢
？Why? Because we are self afraid. If you know something is, if we kneel down and pray, people think we are very strange.
也许有人会觉得，要是我们跪下来用灵言祷告，周围的人会觉得我们很奇怪。
That's why, praise and thank God, the last spiritual convocation, some of the friends, they experienced the Holy Spirit.
所以感谢神，在过刚过去的灵恩会里面，我们有一些朋友感受到圣灵。
Because they experience the Holy Spirit, they will continue to come to hear the Word of God.
当他们感受到圣灵的话，他们就会继续来寻找。
Because if the Holy Spirit does not move. The heart of our friends, they would never ever continue to come to seek for the truth.
要是神的灵不能打动他们的心的话，他们就很难继续来继续查考。
The reason we want to preach a true gospel to them.
我们希望可以向他们传扬
真正的。The reason we want to teach them about the Holy Spirit.
我们要跟他们传扬神的灵的原因。
Because this is the two things that we have in our church is the most precious to us.
因为这是我们教会里面最宝贵的东西。
So because we love our friends, we also want to give them this really precious thing that we have.
我们都很爱我们周围的朋友，所以我们希望把这背后最好的东西也可以给他们。
Let's go back to Matthew chapter 25.
让我们回到马太福音的二十五章。
Matthew chapter 25.
回到马太福音二十五章。
I was a stranger. Was at chapter 30, verse 20, chapter 25, verse 35.
二十五章三十五节。
I was a stranger, and you took me in.
我做客旅，你们留住我。
Actually, the Bible said in Ephesians, those of people who do not belong to true Jewish church, right, the church of God, they are all strangers.
在以弗所书里面有说，凡是不是属于真耶稣教会的，都是做客旅的。
Actually, the only way they can bring them in to come to true church is through baptism and through the blood of God.
只有一个方法可以让他们来到我们教会，就是让他们通过神的宝血受洗。
Because whoever get baptized in true Jewish church, no longer they are strangers and foreigners, but rather they become a brother in Christ, brother and sister in Christ.
一旦他们受洗，他们就不再是做客旅，而是属于真耶稣教会里面的。
Actually, nowadays we have many strangers among us.
在今天我们在我们周围有很多的客旅跟陌生人。
There's many people out there, they want also to come to know the true salvation of God.
很多人都在寻求真正的福音。
So that's why for us, we need to consider this kind of concept so we go out there and continue to preach the gospel.
因此我们一定要有这样的立志跟观点向外传福音。
Because sometimes for myself, I don't go out, I really do not know how hell,You know how hell is like. What hell is like?
因为对我来说，我不是很真正的知道地狱是怎么样子的。
Really, hell is a terrible place.
地狱是一个很可怕的地方。
But a lot of time, because we think God is love, so hell does not come to our mind that much.
那因为神的爱，地狱的任何的景况不会说经常在我们脑海中而浮现。
But sometimes when I pray for my family, my sister and brother, and my parents.
那在有时候，当我为我的家人、我的妈妈、我的弟兄姐妹祷告的时候
，And I think if they die today, they will go to hell.
当我想到他们一旦过世，他们会去到地狱。
When I think like this, my heart become very frightened.
当我想到这一点的时候，我的心就会很惊慌。
And so really, I beg God that God will have mercy on my family.
那我感谢神对我们家人很怜悯。
So that's why we have a lot of friends and people that we know.
那对我们来说，我们身边有很多我们认识的亲戚朋友。
Because the love of God is in us, we also want to go out there and bring them to come to know true Jewish church.
因为神的爱，我们也希望把神的福音传扬给世人。
And only then that they are no longer a stranger, but rather have the hope of eternal life just like us.
那到时候他们就不是做客旅，那时候他们就会有了盼望。
Of course, winning one's soul is never an easy thing to do.
要赢得一个灵魂不是一个很简单的事情。
Nowadays seem more difficult to preach the gospel.
今天要传扬神的福音是更加困难。
Of course, there's always people going in and out of our church, but really, people are being baptized.
那很多人都来来去去的进我们的教会，但是有多少人可以留下来受洗呢
？This time I went to 4 spiritual convocation.
我这一去去了四个灵恩会。
Actually, only one new believer come to be baptized.
只有一个人受洗。
And the other one is a little baby.
那另外一些就是小孩婴儿。
So you can see, out of 4 spiritual convocation, only one new person is being baptized.
那在四个灵恩会当中，只有一个新的朋友来受洗。
This is a very difficult task that God has put upon us.
这是对我们来说是一个很困难的任务。
But nevertheless, we have to know that truly the narrow gate is very difficult to enter.
我们知道要进入窄门是很困难的。
And very few people will hear the word of God and come to know this true salvation.
很少人会听到真正的福音。
And then verse 36.
三十六节。
I was naked and you clothed me.
我赤身露体，你们给我穿。
Actually, nowadays, if you think about the United States, nobody walks around naked.
在美国。 今天很少人会赤身肉体而走路。
If you don't have any kind of clothes, you can just go to the thrift store and buy things for 60 cents, 90 cents, and you know, you get something to wear.
那要是没有衣服的话，我们去很便宜的商店里面买一件，也只是60 cents.
But actually, this nakedness, we have to look from the spiritual point of view.
但是从灵性看这个赤身肉体的话，
you can see in the beginning when Adam and Eve, before they sinned against God, they did not know they were naked.
那想到亚当夏娃在他们犯罪之前，他们没有意识到自己是赤身肉体的。
But they commit when because that time, even though they don't know they're naked, but they're already naked.
当他们没有意识到的时候，其实他们当时就是赤身肉体的。
But when they disobey God and sin come to the world, they realize they're naked.
当他们犯了罪，没有听神的话的时候，他们就意识到他们的赤裸。
Actually, nakedness represents the sin of this world.
赤裸就是代表着这个世上的罪。
And how can we clothe those people who are naked and who are full of sin?
那么怎么样可以帮助这些赤身肉体的人呢？
Let's turn to Galatians chapter 3.
请看加拉太书第三章。
Book Galatians chapter 3.
加拉太书第三章。
Chapter 3 verse 27.
三章二十七节。
For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ.
27节，你们受洗归入基督的，就是披戴基督了。
I see. The only way that we can clothe those people who are naked is for them to come in to get baptized into Christ.
唯一一个办法让他们不再赤身肉体的，就是让他们受洗归入基督。
Because the day they baptized into Christ, they have put Christ on top of them.
因为当他们受洗归入基督之后，他们就是披戴了基督。
So if they have Christ they put on them, they have no longer they are naked.
他们就不再赤身肉体。
Why? Because during the time through the blood of Christ, Christ will wash their naked and the sin away from them.
因为通过神的宝血可以洗清他们的罪。
So that's why for us truly we need to continue to preach this gospel.
因为对我们来说，因此对我们来说，我们要继续传扬神的福音。
So those people who are naked, we can clothe them with Christ.
对那些赤身肉体的人，我们可以用基督来披戴他们。
But so far I have shared with you being hungry, being thirsty, being stranger, being naked. These four things, really, only our Lord Jesus Christ, only our true Jesus Church can fulfill this requirement.
我们刚才有谈到了饥饿、口渴、客旅跟赤裸，只有主耶稣可以帮助我们这些。
You can see because no other church can fulfill this requirement.
没有其他的教会可以满足所有以上的。
Even though people out there are hungry, but they do not have the true word of God to fulfill them.
即使外面的人他们很饥饿，但是他们没有神的话来满足。
Even though many people are thirsty, but they do not have the Holy Spirit to fulfill their heart.
他们口渴，但没有神的灵来满足。
But even though many people out there are stranger, but they cannot invite them to come to the true house of God.
他们在外做客旅，但是外面的人不能让他们有一个真正的住的地方。
Even though many people out there are walking naked and full of shame, they cannot close them.
他们赤身肉体也没办法可以找到穿的。
Why? Because they don't have the true baptism into the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为他们没有真正在神在以主耶稣之下的洗礼。
So only our church can fulfill this requirement.
只有我们的教会可以满足以上的条件。
What happens if you do not do it?
要是你没这样做的话呢？
Then on the end days, God also will separate us.
那在末日的时候，神就会把我们分开。
Separate us from the sheep and the goat.
就像把绵羊、山羊分开。
I see nowadays, I think we take it very lightly, that we think it's very easy to enter the kingdom of heaven.
现在我们可能会有点看清了进入神的国的。
Actually, for me, the more I read the Bible, the more fear that I have in my heart.
但对我来说，当我读圣经越多的时候，我越感到这个困难跟恐惧。
Because God's standard to enter the kingdom of heaven is so high.
因为神的标准是很高的。
Many of us we think as long as we get baptized, already we can go to heaven.
因为很多人都会想，要是我们一旦受洗就会进入神的国。
Actually, baptisms only allow us to qualify to run the race. That's it.
但是然而，受洗只是一个最基本的条件。
And receiving the Holy Spirit is to give us the strength to run that race.
那得受圣灵就是给予我们力量来再努力。
But actually, there's many things in the Bible we need to do as a Christian.
那在圣经里面有告诉我们，作为一个基督徒，有很多我们需要做的事情。
Nowadays, we always stress for members to come to Sabbath, come to Sabbath.
那现在我们都很强调啊，信徒要安息夜来聚会。
Actually, come to Sabbath will not save us and will not give us to make us go to heaven.
那只来守安息日，不能保证我们一定会进入神的国。
Come to Sabbath is one of the things.That we need to do as a servant of God and as a children of God.
因为这本来就是我们该做的一个本分。
But to preach the gospel is the commission that God bestows on all of us.
那传扬福音就是神给我们一个很重大的任务。
Really, if we don't go out there to preach the gospel, woe to us.
那要是我们没有传扬神的福音的话，就是我们欠神的。
Nowadays, we think only the pastors and stuff like that go out there and preach the gospel.
那我们有时候会想说，只有传道或一些传道者需要向外传福音。
Actually, the day when Jesus ascended to heaven.
但是当时主耶稣升天的时候
，There were no pastors and no apostles in the time.
当时候还没有传道，还没有使徒。
But all of them were the disciple of Jesus.
那时候他们都是主耶稣的跟随者。
Disciples are the one that follow Jesus.
他们就是那些跟随着主耶稣的人。
All of us sitting here, we also disciple of Jesus.
哦，我们在座的各位也是跟随着主耶稣的
人。So Jesus also commissioned us to go out there and preach the gospel.
因此，主耶稣也要求我们要向外传福音。
So if we go out there and preach the gospel, we will be blessed, just like the parable that Jesus have told us.
因此，要是我们向外传福音的话，我们就像在这个比喻里面的。说的我们会受服。
Let's go to the last one in verse 36.
我们再看36节的最后一样。
I was in prison and you came to me.
我在监里，你们来看我。
See, nowadays many different denominations they have a prison ministry.
那我们知道现在很多的支派他们都会去监狱去探访别人。
Actually, this prison ministry really is a wonderful thing.
这是一个很好的事情。
And I know Dallas Church, they also want to start this prison ministry.
我知道达拉斯教会也要准备开始这样的活动。
But we as a true church of God, we need to look from the spiritual view.
然而从灵里面看的话
，Let's say the Bible said, "Whoever live under sin, they are bound by sin."
因为圣经里说，凡是住在罪里面的，就是被罪而捆绑住。
Whoever live under sin, they are slave to sin.
当在罪之下，我们就是罪的奴隶。
How can we set them free?
那我们怎么样才可以让这些罪人得到自由呢？
Only by our Lord Jesus Christ.
只有靠主耶稣本身。
Only by baptism and receiving the Holy Spirit.
只有靠受洗跟受圣灵。
You can see nowadays many people in this country they live in prison.
我们知道有不少的人都住在监狱里面。
Because many people in this country they live under sin.
意思就是说，很多人都是在罪里面。
That's why actually, if we compare members to different churches, really we are wonderful. We are wonderful.
要是看看在不同教会的信徒。
And we compare our youth to the other denomination's youth, we also are wonderful.
我们会发现这边我们教会的信徒跟其他支派的信徒来说，我们真的是很好的。
Many of us truly we want to follow the teaching of God.
因为我们想要做的就是尽力去跟随主的话。
But other Christian denomination, a lot of them cannot follow the word of God.
对其他支派来说，他们很多时候都没有办法跟随完全跟随主的话。
The reason they cannot follow the word of God is because they don't have the Holy Spirit to give them strength.
原因是因为他们没有神的灵跟他们同在。
But if we compare ourselves to God's standard, we are very far.
然而，要是我们跟神的标准来相比较的话，我们又是那么的遥远。
Us, we need to go out here and preach the gospel.
我们要向外传福音。
I can see our members' faces during the spiritual convocation when the, you know, when they bring friends and the friends are moved by the Holy Spirit. We are very joyful during that time.
我观察到当有一些信徒他们带朋友来学习来教会，而那些朋友得到圣灵的时候，这些信徒是很快乐的。
Because when we know when we preach the gospel to our friends, that means we're doing the will of God, we're doing the commission of God.
当我们向朋友传福音的时候，我们在做神的工。
So for those who are hungry, we need to go out there and feed them.
对那些饥饿的人，我们要给他们吃。
And for those who are thirsty, we need to go out there and give them the Spirit of God.
对那些口渴的人，我们要给他们喝。
And for those who are strangers, we need to invite them to come to the true house of God.
对那些做客旅的，我们要 邀请他们来到神的殿。
And for those who are naked, we need to clothe them with our Lord Jesus Christ.
那些赤身露体的，我们要用基督来替代
他。And for those who are in prison, we need to release them by the blood of Christ.
那些住在罪里面的，我们要让他要邀请他们来。
So on the end days, God can divide us, and we go to His right hand side to be His sheep instead of the goats.
那我们这样子做的话，在末日的时候，我们就会属于绵羊的那一边。
So may God continue to help us always to preach His gospel.
让神继续带领我们，帮助我们来做他的工。
Let's sing hymn 24.
让我们来唱诗24。